Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and then verses 4 and 5. That's our passage today. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. 700 years before Jesus, the prophet Micah proclaimed that Jesus would come. Micah was clear about the place of Jesus' birth and his lineage. Micah also pointed out the eternality of Jesus. His beginnings were before his birth. The Messiah would come to shepherd his people, and he would lead with strength and majesty, and he would be their peace. The Apostle Paul said that no man stands righteous before God. All have turned away. No one seeks after God. But God came to change all that. And it is through Jesus alone that we can have present peace and eternal peace with God. So my question is, do you have that peace? Have you trusted in Jesus as the only way you can know God and enter into a relationship with Him? Are you certain that you are at peace with God for eternity? If not, if you're not certain, I invite you to pray this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner, and I'm separated from you because of my sin. I know I cannot earn my way to you or somehow be good enough for you. I know that I don't have peace with you, but I want to have peace with you. And right now, I trust in Jesus as the only way I can have that peace, only way I can have a relationship with you, the living God. I trust in Jesus as the only way I can know you now and live with you for eternity. I'm sorry for my sins. I need your forgiveness. I long for peace with you through Jesus. And I pray in his name. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer, please let me know. Ron Moore at ronmoore.org. That's Ron Moore at ronmoore.org. And we'd love to help you get started on your new journey with Jesus.